Make no mistake, of all leading cigarettes, only one is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists as definitely less irritating. That one cigarette is Philip Morris. Johnny presents the Milton Berle Show. Here comes Johnny, ladies and gentlemen, to remind you, if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris. Yes, they'd all. From Radio City, New York, here is the Milton Berle Show with Kurt Kelton, Jack Albertson, Billy Sands, Roger DeCoven, Jackie Grimes, our singing star Dick Corney, the music of Ray Block and the orchestra, and yours truly, Frank Gallen. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we pay tribute to a great American community, Brooklyn. Many people think everyone from Brooklyn is a bum. They're wrong. Many people think Milton Berle is a bum. They're right. And here he is, Milton Berle.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Gallup, how can you start off with such a cruel joke? I mean, tonight, Brooklyn needs sympathy. Tonight, Brooklyn needs consolation. Tonight, Brooklyn needs pitches. Oh, Yankee Rooter, huh? Ah, there's good grief tonight, Mr. Gallup.
Berle, did you see the opening game of the World Series?
And you mean?
I say, did you?
I didn't hear what you said.
That's it.
Yes, what's it?
Did you see the opening game of the World Series?
Did I see the opening game? I had a seat between first and third.
Between first and third?
Yeah, right on Second Avenue. Yeah, there's a bar there that has television, you see. McGillicuddy's Old Romanian Bar and Grill. Mr. Gallup, you can't miss it. There's a man of distinction lying in the doorway.
Yes, I've noticed. I've noticed that most of the bars in New York now have television sets.
Yes, they all have. And that's the perfect way to see a baseball game, Mr. Gallup. No crowds, perfect view, sitting at the bar with a glass of beer. If there's a head in front of you, you can blow it off. Of course, you just can't sit there. Every inning, they expect you to buy a drink. But it's worth it. After the fifth drink, you're seeing a doubleheader. I mean, Mr. Gallup, it's just like a real game. You know the seventh inning stretch? Mm-hmm. Well, at this bar, they're stretched out before the game starts. Yes, Mr. Gallup, television is the coming thing, and when it comes...
You goes.
I goes? Mr. Gallup, I don't mind you making jokes about me, but at least you can be grammatical. Grammico. No kidding, Mr. Gallup. The least you can be is Here, you read it.
Grammatical.
Thank you very much. Well, the least you can be is that. Really, Mr. Gallup, why do you persist in hurling those acrimonious and abusive epithets at me? Why, kid?
Well, never mind.
Wait for the laugh, old boy.
I'll come back.
Why do you throw those at me, huh? Why?
Well, nevertheless...
Wait, did you get that? Did you hear what I just said? Did you... Epithets, acrimonious... And I couldn't say I still can't say it. Go ahead.
Well, nevertheless, Berle, when television arrives, you leaves.
I leaves? That's more like it. That's better than you goes. Mr. Gallup, must we always fight? Tonight, we are paying tribute to Brooklyn. It's in a spirit of friendship. Should we join in?
Perhaps you're right, Milton.
That's the spirit. You know, Frank, I...
Frank!
Mr. Gallup, I didn't mean to say Frank. I didn't know what I was saying.
You called me Frank.
Well, it slipped Berle, out.
Berle, only one other person ever had the audacity to call me Frank. My mother.
Your mother called you Frank?
That's why I left home.
Oh, no.
I could bear just so much informality.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Gallup, I thought we were getting along so well.
Yes, Burl, I've noticed of late a certain feeling of comradeship, friendliness and warmth growing between us.
I know.
And this I find particularly nauseating.
Mr. Gallup, please, just for tonight, let's be friends. Here, take my hand.
You know my address. Send it to me.
Don't applaud. Don't applaud. Don't wave the audience to applaud for you. Boy, I'm a ham, but I don't know about you. Waving the audience to applaud at that crack. It's all right, Mr. Gallup. Go ahead. Be your own master of ceremonies. Go ahead. But let me just tell you one word. Grammatical. You know, you do 5 shows a day at the Roxy and you try to pronounce an out-of-town word like that. Boy, what business I'm doing at the Roxy. What a week. I've looked at more empty seats than my tailor. How can you sleep with the lights on? Well, I am. On with the program, Mr. Gallup. On with the program. And don't wave to the audience anymore, please. Because we'll both get waved goodbye from the program. But on with the program as we pay tribute to a community that has withstood the ravages and insults and ridicule. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we salute Brooklyn. Block. Ray Block. 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 Ray Block. Stop it. Stop. What's that? I said Brooklyn. Now pull yourself together. And there's a lot to pull together, too. We salute Brooklyn. Oh, well, that's better. Brooklyn, shining isle of the Atlantic. Brooklyn, gem of the eastern seaboard. Brooklyn, home of hardy pioneers who have fought civilization to a standstill. Brooklyn. Brooklyn, here in this tropical paradise, we find a drowsy, easygoing people. Half the people are always asleep, and the other half are the ones who put them to sleep. So join me, won't you? Tolerant listener, won't you? On an expert, are you sitting on a feather out there? The lady laughed out there. Join me on this expedition into the strange, exotic land of make-believe, Brooklyn. Yes, as we cross the Williamsburg Bridge and approach Brooklyn, a border patrol checks our passports. They go through our luggage carefully, removing all of our valuables. If you have any place to go, go ahead. They go through our luggage, carefully removing all our valuables and disappearing with them into the night. I loused that one up, but at last... At last, ladies and gentlemen, we are in Brooklyn. As we set foot on Brooklyn soil, a friendly hand comes out to welcome us. Ow! Hastily, we explain to him that I am neither Happy Chandler nor Noel Coward. I say to him, I am Milton Berle.
Duh.
Quaint, mysterious Brooklyn, rich in natural resources. In our knapsacks, we have brought trinkets to trade with the natives for their precious ivory. And we are told that this ivory is found in abundance in a section called Ebbets Field. This ivory is also known as the St. Louis Cardinal's teeth. But let us go on and meet the people of this flower of North America, Brooklyn. Here we are on the corner of Flatbush and Myrtle Avenue. Let us pick up at random one of the many Brooklynites hurrying by. Let us speak to him so that we may hear his strange, colorful Brooklyn speech. Excuse me, sir. May I have a word with you?
Well, I'm in a beastly hurry, but carry on, old bean.
Wait a minute. You are a Brooklynite?
I jolly well am. Born and raised in Brooklyn, you know, and deucedly proud of the old borough.
Thank you.
Cheerio.
Thank you. Yes, it is these people who make Brooklyn. For it's they... Oh, here comes another Brooklynite. Excuse me, sir.
I heard you. What am I, thief, hey?
Well, I would like to...
Don't raise your voice to me, you jerk.
Yeah, but I just want to ask you a question.
Okay. Keep your shirt on, hey.
All right. How long, young man, have you lived in Brooklyn?
Since yesterday. I just moved here from Texas.
Thank you, Tex McCrary, and give my regards to Jinx. But the hour grows late, and as our trusty subway pulls out of the station, we hear the soft chant of the natives as they call after us, Aloha, Malaga, Mahala, which translated means...
Hit the road, you fat slob!
Yes, Mr. Gallup, it's the old days in Brooklyn that everyone remembers. When you think of those wonderful bygone years with that one and only girl, you just can't help but sing.
I want to hang my hat on a tree that grows in Brooklyn. I want to dip my feet in the Gowanus Canal.
Ah, Cynthia. Cynthia, golden memories of Cynthia in old Brooklyn. I remember the first time I ever met you, Cynthia. You had a job in the Brooklyn Navy Yard on those battleships. They used to pull you through the guns to clean them out. But Cynthia, you didn't mind as long as you were near sailors. Yes, darling, Cynthia, there was something about sailors you loved. Rolling them. Ah, but how proud you were, Cynthia, that day that they named that ship after you. The Big Schmo. Remember the launching? You broke the bottle of champagne, and before the ship hit the water, you were on the ground, lapping it up. But, Cynthia, I remember you best at Coney Island. That wonderful day when you won that contest at Coney Island. The hot dog eating contest. What a record you set. 46 frankfurters in 3 minutes. Then you were disqualified. You didn't wait until they were cooked. Cynthia... Cynthia, how we laughed at the way you looked in those mirrors in the funhouse. If you only looked as good as that in real life. Ah, those rides we had on the roller coaster. Your head would be on my shoulder, and how I warned you against standing up while the roller coaster was tearing along. Then one day you stood up. Boing, boing, boing. Yes, your head was still on my shoulder. But where were you? And while I'm still waiting for the rest of you, I'll sing.
I want to hang my hat in Brooklyn, where the things are always cooklin'. I want to hang my hat in dear old Brooklyn town.
Chicago, New Orleans, Minneapolis, San Francisco, Philadelphia. From all over the country, there's news, big news. Listen.
From section after section, eminent nose and throat specialists report that the cigarette they suggest in cases of irritation due to smoking is Philip Morris.
Yes, these top-ranking nose and throat specialists actually suggest Philip Morris because they know Philip Morris is the one, the only leading cigarette proved definitely less irritating.
Remember, the cigarette that gives you the least irritation is the cigarette that gives you the most enjoyment. After all, it's pleasure, deep, rich pleasure that counts in smoking. And the full measure of smoking pleasure is yours to enjoy day in, day out in Philip Morris. That's why we say, if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette.
That was very nice, Ray. That was Ray Block and the Philip Morris Orchestra playing Feudin', Fightin', and Fussin'. And they played like they were foolin', fiddlin', and fakin'. And now... I'm only kidding. You know I love you madly. M-A-D-D-L-Y, madly. And now, as we continue our salute to Brooklyn, we now present...
Brooklyn Forum tonight. Brooklyn Forum tonight. The question, will living in Brooklyn ever take the place of jungle warfare?
Thank you, Mr. Gallup. And now let's get on with the questions from the floor. Let's start right here with this tall gentleman with the alligator bags under his eyes. Yes, sir?
Mr. Burl, me and a bunch of my friends came all the way from Brooklyn just to catch you at the Roxy.
What happened? Did you catch me?
No, we caught the wrong guy. He's still in the hospital.
How do you like that? There's a campaign not to waste food, and this guy comes all the way from Brooklyn to leave an egg. Next. All right, this young man coming up here wearing the suede pumps with the platform heels. Young man, what is your name?
My name is Harry Truman.
Harry Truman?
Don't confuse me with the president.
Oh, no, I won't.
His name is Harry S. Truman.
I know.
Mine is Harry M. Truman.
I see. What does the M stand for?
Margaret.
All right, Harry, you have a question about Brooklyn?
I got no questions about Brooklyn. I like Brooklyn.
Well, we're just...
Always somebody is criticizing Brooklyn. What's the matter with Brooklyn?
There's nothing wrong.
Then stop criticizing. What are you, a wise guy or something?
No, I just...
I come from Brooklyn. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, but all
I was born in Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn. I hope I drop dead in Brooklyn.
I didn't say...
Who gave you the famous men? George Washington, Frank Sinatra, Chiang Kai-shek, Brooklyn.
Look,
who wrote the most oranges? Who gave us all our presidents? Who discovered America? Brooklyn!
Please, wait.
Ah, shut up, you Bronx bum!
Please, we must control ourselves. Young man, let's have your question again.
Okay. Would you like to buy a 1922 Essex?
Oh, please, sit down. Let's hear the woman's side. All right, this young lady in the aisle squeezing grapes with her bare feet. Young lady, what is your name, please?
Tallulah Feeney. I'm a homemaker.
I see. I see. And you have a question concerning Brooklyn.
Yeah. How can I stop my husband from being such a loyal Dodger fan? He's driving me nuts.
He's very loyal?
Loyal? Just say the word Dodger and he takes off his hat, falls down on his knees, and kisses his Leo DeRocher button.
Oh, he's loyal, all right.
He even got a tattoo on his chest that says Dodger.
Really?
To show he ain't prejudiced, he also got a tattoo that says Yankees.
On his chest?
Are you kidding?
Oh, I get it.
He's always getting into fights at Ebbets Field.
He gets into fights?
He got so much glass in his head from pop bottles, I could get a deposit back on him.
Well, no wonder.
You should have seen my husband the day the Dodgers won the pennant.
What did he do?
He come running home yelling, "The Dodgers won the pennant for the first time in 6 years." Then he gave me a big kiss.
He gave you a kiss?
It was the first time in 6 years for me, too.
Mrs. Feeney, now that the World Series is on, your husband must be impossible.
Yeah. He told me if the Dodgers lose the World Series, he's going to throw himself out the window.
If the Dodgers lose, he'll throw himself out the window?
Yeah. Come on, Yankees!
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Feeney. And now, let us all bow our heads in devotion to Brooklyn as we sing...
Hail to thee, majestic Brooklyn, let us all rejoice.
We salute thy mighty land from the bridge to Benson Hoist.
Coney Island, Prospect Park, and Brighton by the sea.
We all love the sight of Brooklyn. And the smell of the BMT.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here he is once again, a young singing star, Dick Farney, to sing.
When she looks you in the eye and your heart begins to sigh, it's just plain love. When she takes you by the hand and says, "Oh, I think you're grand," it's just plain love. It's just plain love. It lives eternally. So if you're happy down inside, just because she's by your side, it's just plain love. It's just plain love. It's if you're happy down inside. Just because she's by your side, sure as stars are above, it's just plain love.
That was swell. Wonderful, Dick Farney. Wonderful. That was nice and soothing for the dampened spirits in Brooklyn tonight. And don't worry, Dodgers, you'll have your day. Look at Leo DeRocher. He had his day. Mr. Oh, that's all right. Good joke. But not for me. Mr. Gallup, did I ever tell you what happened to me once at Ebbets Field?
Yes.
Would you like to hear it again?
No.
Okay, if you insist, here's what happened. It was earlier this season, Mr. Gallup. I took my little son, Junior, out to Ebbets Field to see the Dodgers play the St. Louis Cardinals.
Show your tickets this way. Show your tickets.
Here you are, sir. There's tickets for my son and me.
Wait a minute. A half-price ticket for this kid?
Oh, well, he's only five, aren't you, Junior?
Yeah. Da-da.
Okay, go in.
Come on, Junior. I don't want to miss a minute of the game.
Da-da.
All right, we're in already. All right. You can put away that teething ring. Let's get to our seats. Oh, boy. At last, a baseball game.
Give me a hot dog, Pop.
Junior, you just had lunch. Now, let's get to our seats.
I'm hungry. The ride out here gave me an appetite.
A ride in a packed subway gave you an appetite? What are you, a cannibal or something? I'm not getting you a hot dog.
You're kidding.
No, you're not getting a hot dog.
Okay, step aside. Here it comes.
No, Junior, please.
I'll kill myself.
No, Junior. Junior, please.
Where's the gas?
Junior,
pipe?
Please. Junior, please.
Stop it. Stop it.
All right. Oh, brother. What a kid. You win. I'll get you the hot dog and I'll meet you at the seats. Junior. Junior.
Here's your seat, Pop.
Oh, boy. What a struggle. Here's your hot dog.
I don't want it now. You eat it.
You don't want it? I had to knock down an old man to get it. All right, I'll eat it. Gee, the game started.
It's just the first inning.
Oh, good. Only the first inning. What's the score?
12-16.
Oh, a pitcher's duel. Well, I still have 8 innings to see. Who's up now?
Brooklyn. Stanky's at bat.
Oh, Stanky. Good. Come on, Stanky!
Ball one!
Gee, nice crowd.
Ball two!
Hey, you know, that's bunk about Dodger fans being tough.
Ball three!
Look, Junior, look how orderly they are.
Strike!
Junior, are you all right?
Yeah. Where are you, Pop?
Here, under the seat. What's happened? What happened?
They're burying the umpire behind second base.
Oh, that's nice. He would have liked it that way. Oh, shh. The game's starting again.
I'm hungry, Pop. I'll take my hot dog now.
Yeah, well, I... Huh?
Hot dog.
Hot dog. I ate it.
You're kidding.
No, Junior. Junior, yeah. You said that
I'll
you...
I'll kill myself.
No, Junior.
I'll kill myself.
Don't start again. Junior, don't start.
Give me a gun.
Junior,
I'll
stop it. Please. Now, put your eyes back in your head now. Okay, I'll get you a hot dog. Here I go under the stands again. Geronimo. Here's the hot dog, Junior. I ran all the way.
You sure made speed, Pop. You weren't gone 2 minutes.
I guess I didn't miss anything. I see Stanky still at bat.
Yeah, but it's the sixth inning.
Sixth inning? What's the score?
22-18.
What are they doing, playing on pogo sticks? Okay, now for some baseball. Who's at bat?
Stanky.
Come on, Stanky! Well, come on, umpire. What was it?
Strike.
Junior, come on. Let's go home.
They're starting again, Pop.
Good, good. Who's at bat?
Stanky.
But he was just up.
They lost count.
Oh, I see.
Popcorn, peanuts, hand grenades.
Junior, please do me a favor, Junior. Sit down.
I'm hungry. Get me some peanuts.
No, Junior, you'll ruin your appetite for dinner.
Mother's cooking tonight.
Oh, good idea. Peanuts. Okay, one bag of peanuts.
Okay, catch.
Ow, my nose. Hey, will you watch how you throw them, please?
Don't change the subject. You owe me a dime.
Oh. Here's a half a dollar. Catch.
Got it. Here's your change. Catch.
That's great. All in pennies. Now I got to get under the seats and pick them up. Well, nothing's happening anyway. Here goes. Junior, what happened? What happened?
Stanky doubled, Robinson single, Walker homered, there was a triple play, the Cardinals came up, scored four runs, Karowski homered with bases loaded, the score is tied, 26-26. What a ball game!
Yep. Now who's up?
Stanky.
Must be his bat and ball. Quiet. Junior, quiet. What? Here's the pitch.
Ball one.
What's with that umpire?
They run out of men.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Milty Bell.
Hey, look, Pop, behind you. It's Lou Parker.
I'm not turning my head.
Hey, Milty.
Can't you just turn around for a second? Answer him.
Well, I guess I better. What is it, Lou?
Hey! Oh, I did.
What happened? I just turned my head. What happened?
Stanky triple. Robinson walked. Yeah. Reese doubled off the scoreboard and was caught sliding into third.
Yeah.
There was a fight at second base. Fight the Cubs came up and made four runs.
Yeah.
Then the game was held up for a little while on account of rain.
What's the score?
62-61.
Nice tight game. Who's up?
The Cardinals.
Good. Who's the batter?
Stanky.
Stanky? He's with Brooklyn.
While you had your head turned, he was traded.
That does it. Junior, come on, let's go home.
No, Pop, we're staying to the end.
You're kidding.
No, Pop, we're staying.
Okay, here it comes.
No, Pop.
I'll kill myself.
No, steady. I'll kill myself.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back in just a minute. In the meantime,
remember this. You're twice as sure of twice the pleasure when you smoke Philip Morris. And here's why.
First, you enjoy the pleasure of smoking the world's finest premium tobaccos, mellow and mild and superbly blended. And second, you enjoy the extra pleasure of smoking the one, the only leading cigarette, recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists as definitely less irritating.
Yes, you're twice as sure of twice the pleasure when you smoke Philip Morris. So next time you call for cigarettes, call for Philip Morris, made in America, by Americans, to please American taste.
Thank you very, very much. Well, that about winds up the hilarity for tonight. Mr. Gallup, how about telling the folks who's appearing in person this week at the Roxy?
Of course. Stanky.
Thank you, Pee Wee Reese. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Windows and counters all over America. Look for me. I'll be waiting for you. Come in and call for Philip Murray.
Yes, if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. And now, goodbye, Johnny. See you next Tuesday, same time, same station, when Philip Morris will again present the Milton Berle Show. Until then...
Hello. Hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it, 5. Pipe smokers, try Revelation Pipe Tobacco, a smooth blend of 5 tobaccos. Yes, relax, take 5, take Revelation, a fine pipe tobacco.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.